Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day is starting with clear skies and a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to be outdoors with warm temperatures. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is experiencing a slightly cooler morning, while Haifa remains sunny and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour that tensions are high as Iran attacks ships and fires missiles into the Gulf. Despite this, Washington continues to focus on its freedom project. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted that the U.S. is maintaining efforts to reopen the strait. This comes as it sinks Iranian small boats and shoots down missiles and drones in the area. Also this hour, JNS reports that the Israeli-American Council has given an award to Miriam Adelson, highlighting her contributions to the Jewish community. Separately, I-24 News reports that the Iron Dome intercepted an Iranian missile over the UAE. This marks the system's first operational use outside of Israel. And finally, Forward brings news from earlier today of an attack on a Jewish library and Chabad Center near Buenos Aires. Argentine officials are investigating the incident. Reaction has been swift on social media. Thoron Govind, a pharmacist, explained just minutes ago how common hantavirus is and the conditions that increase infection risk from rodent exposure. Middle East underscore 24 posted earlier today that an Israeli air defense system in the UAE was used to intercept Iranian missiles. CENTCOM shared an hour ago that U.S. warships and aircraft are enforcing a naval blockade against Iran while executing Project Freedom. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the Gulf, Walla reported earlier this hour about Iran's aggressive actions against commercial shipping. This escalation comes as the U.S. remains committed to its Freedom Project, which aims to isolate Iran diplomatically and economically. The continued tension could impact global oil prices and shipping routes. Turning to the U.S. military actions, the Jerusalem Post detailed how the U.S. forces have actively engaged Iranian threats in the Strait. This includes sinking small boats and intercepting missiles and drones. The IMF has warned of severe economic repercussions if these hostilities continue. The situation could lead to broader international involvement if not managed carefully. Meanwhile, JNS highlighted the Israeli-American Council's recognition of Miriam Adelson. Her work in supporting Jewish security and unity is seen as crucial during these challenging times. This award underscores the importance of community leadership amid rising global tensions. In a related development, I-24 News reported that Israel's Iron Dome successfully intercepted a missile aimed at the UAE. This demonstrates the system's effectiveness beyond Israeli borders and highlights the growing defense collaboration between Israel and its regional allies. Finally, from earlier today, Forward reported an attack on a Jewish library and Chabad near Buenos Aires. Counterterrorism officials are investigating, and the incident raises concerns about the safety of Jewish communities worldwide. This attack serves as a reminder of the persistent threats facing minority groups. On the economic front, first, CTEC reported that Mekorot and NT Tau are advancing a pilot facility for fusion energy within critical water infrastructure. This collaboration aims to enhance Israel's energy solutions and water management. Separately, Globes noted that Israeli credit card companies are eyeing the potential of Wizz Air's loyalty club. With Isracard's recent move with El Al, competition is heating up for partnerships with the Hungarian airline. And finally, Ynet Business discussed the UAE's exit from OPEC, which has shaken global markets. The move raises questions about future departures and how Saudi Arabia will maintain the cartel's strength. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.